Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg up to 23, Mbombela and Polokwane a high of 24 degrees.
In Sunning Hill, that earlier stationary vehicle on the N1 northbound after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit has been cleared. Unfortunately, traffic is very much queuing.
In your sport, Juventus have been ordered to pay Cristiano Ronaldo £8.3 million in owed wages, and Portugal have a new rugby head coach.
We start with power problems in the capital. No word yet from the Tshwane Metro after last night's massive fire at the Mooikloof substation. Residents say on social media they heard the explosion late last night, and that was followed by the orange cloud of fire. Mangelisa Kumalo has more.
The Tshwane Metro says on X that the fire at the Mooikloof substation led to a trip at the Nyala Infeed station that has affected electricity supply to the Mooikloof and the Vaalbad Rand supply areas. This includes a vast part of East Pretoria. Tshwane said in the early hours of this morning that a team is investigating the cause and the damage, and that a further detailed update will be released as soon as more information is available. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
You can check out the video of that fire. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. The massive power outage happened on the eve of Tshwane Mayor Silje Brink delivering his second State of the Capital address. This will take place at the Tshwane House Council Chamber in Pretoria later this morning. In the Soweto area, more roads have now been closed due to protests causing traffic disruptions. It started on the intersection of Main Road and the Soweto Highway, and that was this morning barricaded off with burning tyres and rubble.
The situation is calm besides the closure, and officers have been dispatched. The closure is causing heavy delays and traffic disruptions.
Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kulani Fichler urges motorists to rather use the N17. Former President Jacob Zuma is expected back in the High Court in Johannesburg in his capacity as the private prosecutor in his bid against President Cyril Ramaphosa. Zuma's legal team is expected to provide an update to the Criminal Court on the ongoing appeals in the Supreme Court of Appeal regarding the review and setting aside of the summons served. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi is being hailed as an incessant warrior on the field. Those are the words of South African-born international comedian and TV presenter Trevor Noah. Noah pays tribute to Kolisi, who has been included in Time magazine's coveted 100 Most Influential People for 2024. In international news, the World Bank has significantly scaled up its ambition to connect Africans to the electricity grid by 2030 from 100 million to more than 250 million. The bank's president, Ajay Banga, told an event at its headquarters in Washington yesterday that according to their estimates, about 600 million people in Africa do not have currently access to affordable and reliable electricity. And in Sydney, a 69-year-old man has made his first retirement dream come true when he broke the Guinness World Record by succeeding to order drinks in 120 pubs in just 24 hours. David Clarkson told Channel 10 News he started his pubs visits in Sydney on Tuesday afternoon, went through the night, slept for a few hours, and then broke the record yesterday afternoon.
Going to the pub is about, yes, having a beer, but also making friends.
I'm with him. It makes me sit here and think, what am I doing with my life?
Did that make you think that?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Doesn't it make you think that?
Well, you know what I've realized with this story? There is a Guinness World Record for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's find one, make it your mission in life, and break it.
Is that what he was drinking? It's a pub joke, Gerda, honestly. Never mind.
It's all dad's at the pub joke. So, you know what his secret is?
More interesting than ours right now.
Yeah. His secret is only 125 moles.
Oh.
Shattered that dream then. Yeah.
Bit of a letdown. Oh, I thought he had 124 beers. Full beers. I thought he had 124.